And we're going to do episode 2 of Hollywood Square. We have new sound effects, which Dave has incorporated, maybe a little bit too obviously.
Do you think?
Into today's script.
Okay.
Today's show will not feature Dominic Byrne, as he's rubbish.
No, that's not true, because right. The scene takes place in the pub.
Right.
And Dom and Juliet are both in the pub drinking, however, they're not in a speaking role in this episode.
Is that all right, Dominic?
Yeah, no, that's fine. Right. Thanks, Dave.
Okay.
Well,
It will feature Rachel and myself and Dave and Alad. Now, are you a Cockney or are you the token Welsh person?
I'm the token Welsh person.
Right, is Juliet in this?
No.
Right, okay.
She's drinking in the pub with Dominic.
Right. So I have to read the script and do the sound effects at the same time. There may be a slight pause because sound effects aren't in any order.
It's also worth pointing out that this episode leads on directly from yesterday's episode.
Right, okay.
Such is the nature of soap operas, so we pick up where we left off.
Okay, well, thank God we've got a 2 weeks holiday coming up. People might forget about this. Let's do episode two of Halibut Square.
It's early evening and the local pub is busy with all the usual suspects.
Oh, my love, so what was it you wanted to talk to me about?
Well, I've got this mate who reckons he can make us some money from knock-off Joanna's.
Knock-off Joanna's?
Yeah, as in stolen pianos. Like that one over there.
You wouldn't.
Yeah? Well, you just distract the governor by breaking your beer bottle on the floor and I'll do the rest. Right, here, Dave, give us a hand with this Joanna.
Just hang on a minute while I finish typing some stuff on this old-fashioned typewriter. Right, I'm with ya. Where are we dragging this Joanna to, then?
Just outside this door here.
All right, Gov. Hey, watch out for that owl.
Owl.
Right.
Ooh, and that bus.
Right.
Rachel pops her head out of the pub to see what's going on.
Hey, watch out! There's somebody coming!
It's a rubbish sound effect, that is.
Should go with it.
Phew, that was close. I just hope we can get this Joanna out of here before someone notices and triggers a burglar alarm.
Too late!
Quick, somebody phone the police!
Stupid Welsh clown. Who does he think he is and what does he think he's doing? The police will be here any second blowing their whistles.
Oh, God. What are we going to do now, Gov?
Well, there's only one thing we can do. Ditch the Joanna here and scarp her on a motorbike. What about that one over there?
Can you get it started in time?
Well, I'll give it my best shot.
Oh, there you go.
Come on, let's go.
Oi, watch out for that owl.
What?
That owl.
Oh, owl.
Meanwhile, Rachel walks back inside the pub.
Where have you been?
I can't tell you.
I'm the only guy in the square.
What time is it?
Oh. It's midnight.
Right, I want a word with you.
Why, what is it?
Well, it's just that.
Jesus.
He's supposed to hang it with, you know, tension. Well,
it's
just that.
Well, hang on, let's go back. Change the ending to, well, it's about the baby, something like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, Alad.
Where do you want me to go from?
Also, Alad shouts, "It's midnight!" as if it's New Year's Eve, and Dale Winton is comparing.
It might be New Year's Eve. I was play role acting.
It's April.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay, I'll go from, "Why? What is it?"
Well, it's about the baby.
Oh, Jesus. And you can see two of the stars from Halibut Square, Alad and Rachel, in Babes in the Wood pantomime in Crawley from next Saturday. sure it'll get commissioned any day now.
Something is lurking around the corner. It's big. It's horrible, I tell you, and it's coming your way. It's Revision, and there's no escape. But have no fear, because BBC Bite Size gives you the teeth to bite back. Yes, BBC Bite Size makes Revision easier to digest. Break your subjects down into manageable pieces. And get instant advice on how to manage your exams. Go online to bbc.co.uk/bite-size.
Brilliant. It's coming up to 8:24. My favourite bit of sound effect was the high-speed phone chattering. Because, of course, that's how people talk on the phone in real life, don't they?
Oh, when they panic.
Oh, God. Lost profits. To every broken